Intervju Radija Študent.
Ob 60-letnici rojstva Denisa Browna, Marla B. Danes poslušamo intervju, ki ga je za Radio Študent preko telefona posnela Tamara Nanaja z okronano princeso regi glasbe. Njeno umetniško ime Marla B. vam mogoče ne pove prav dosti, a če vam zaupamo, da B. pomeni Brown, se bo pravim ljubiteljem regi godbe že začelo svitati, koliko je ura. Seveda govorimo o najmlajših hčerki legendarnega Denisa Browna, ki bi prav danes praznoval svoj rojstni dan in s tem se tradicionalno začenja tako imenovan reggae mesec na Jamajki. Marla ima za sabo pestro kariero glasbenice in plesavke, ki jo je peljala vse od šova Britain's Got Talent in pa vse do olimpijskih iger. Kaj več o njeni glasbi ter njenem očetu Denisu Brownu, princu reggae glasbe, pa v intervjuju, ki sledi.
February is a reggae month, and since so many big reggae artists were born in February, like Denis Brown, Bob Marley, Javinci, Christopher Martin, Kali P, and so on, these are just some of them, we are honored to talk to Marla Brown tonight, the youngest daughter of Crown Prince of Reggae, Denis Brown. Good evening, Marla.
Good evening, how are you doing?
We are all right, thank you. Would you please introduce yourself to us?
Yes, I am, as you said, the youngest child and daughter of Denis Brown. I am from London, England, and I have moved to Jamaica the last 2 years, pursuing my music career, as which they've titled me as the Crown Princess of Reggae.
Okay, thank you. You said you've moved to Jamaica recently, but if I'm correct, you are right now in Colombia.
What, yes, I'm on my new year tour. I've just started a new tour. We started in Costa Rica, and now we're in Colombia. I have a show here on Sunday alongside Aleta Camarada and Alex Marley and Papa Michigan for the Rock and Reggae Festival, which is an annual festival that they have here. And they like to incorporate new artists that are on the rise. And yeah, they asked me to perform, so... First time in Colombia, so it's amazing.
Wonderful, wonderful. Do you like it? How the things are going there?
Oh, I love it. Very cold, like London. The weather is cold, but the people, they're so humble and so warm. They greet you so lovingly. And they're very keen to show you the town and their culture. So it's really nice to be amongst a new energy.
If I ask you about your music career, it's pretty short.
Sure.
But it's already
Definitely.
Very impressive. Could you tell us a bit more about
Thank
your music
you.
Career?
Yeah, honestly, it's been such a blessing. I've literally been on the scene for just over a year now. My first EP that I produced was called Deliverance. My first single, Better Days, was number 8. In the UK reggae chart, and on release of the EP it was number 5 in iTunes. And Deliverance is basically just my introduction to the music world. Being dad's child, my foundation is dancing. I'm a professional dancer, but I transitioned to doing music more so to keep my dad's legacy going, because I wanted first and foremost to do a tribute album, which I'll discuss later for you. But then it was important for me to show the world who Marla Brown was, and you know, my thought process and what I feel is important and deemed relevant into this day and this generation. So Deliverance is just little aspects of my loves and my beliefs, and yeah, it's just been amazing. The world has truly embraced it. Even the tour in Costa Rica, everyone knew the words word for word. I did another tour in Europe last year, a few festivals like Water Tom, Reed Festival, already been on tour with Luciano, Peter Morgan. So yeah, the embrace has just been beautiful, honestly.
And you've mentioned also Muta Baruka recently. Could
yeah.
you tell us a bit more about this collaboration as well?
Yeah, sure. Well, I wanted to do a tribute album for my dad just to show his contribution to the music industry. and to showcase who he's influenced musically. Myself and VP Records, we selected a few artists from Jamaica and the US to do covers of my dad's songs. Clive Hunt was the producer of the album, and the A&R from VP, Neil Diamond, was also a part of the project. And yeah, literally a few of, I think it's 30 songs of my dad. So you have 15 roots rock reggae and 15 lovers rock songs. And we all have our own little take on our favourite songs of dad. So it's people like myself, Sonics, Ivan Marr, Marsha Ambrosius, Christopher Ellis, Christopher Martin, Egyptian, Jackie Ola. Who else is on there? So many. Janine. So many artists on the album. And it was number 4 in the Billboard Top 10 Reggae Albums of the Year.
Wow.
So that was a great achievement for the end of the year for me.
Wow, congratulations. We will make sure to play some of this music at Radio Student as well.
Mita Brooker has been a long-time brethren of my dad. They've worked together on many songs. So it was an honor for myself to even be on a song with him because he has so much knowledge and wisdom. So to now do a song called Words of Wisdom with him, it was just a true blessing.
Thank you. You've mentioned your father, Dennis Brown, several times, and as well you've mentioned musical legacy. You've inherited a wonderful music legacy, and you are coming from a musical family. Tell us a bit more about your father, mother, brothers and sisters.
Sure. Well, if we go back, my dad's father, Arthur Brown, he was actually a famous scriptwriter and actor. So I guess from way before my dad, it was already embedded in all of us to be in the creative art form. And my mum is Yvonne Brown, which is mother's wife. She's also, my dad has a label under her name, Yvonne Special. And they used to write a lot of songs together. So just like Words of Wisdom, my mum wrote that song. They have songs like Inseparable, Love Has Found Its Way. A lot of my dad's favourite, Rasta Children, my mum wrote that. For me, they are my dynamic duo. So growing up, my brothers and my sisters and my parents, our house was always filled with entertainment and love. So loads of people were at our home, having good food, good vibes, good music. I used to go to the studio with my dad a lot. I used to write songs just for fun while we were at the studio. So I kind of just admired my dad. You know, we used to go to lots of stage shows. But for me, it was just the norm. I didn't really see my dad as the crown prince of reggae. It was just, oh, my dad sings a lot. Oh, we have to go to another show. Oh, my dad's always talking to so many people. Oh, he's always taking pictures. But as you're young, you don't really acknowledge the impact he had on so many people. It's only now that I'm in the industry, I get to interact with a lot of people worldwide. And through social media, it's amazing the messages that I get, and I get to witness how much people love my dad, how much they miss him, and how much they interpret his music. You know, they truly resonate with his words. And as you see my dad on stage is how he is at home. So it's honestly so nice to know that my dad, let's say, helped people in their life, whether it was, you know, just teaching them how to love each other, themselves, having great faith in the Lord, and just following your dreams, really. And I think for myself, that's what I learned most, you know, being true to who I am and just going for what I feel is my purpose.
I've read that you were 5 children and that you are the youngest. And here in Slovenia, we say that the youngest is the most spoiled one. So does that mean the same for you? Are you the most spoiled one?
Yeah, that's very true. Very, very true. I was a mummy's and daddy's girl. So I literally, it's like I pretty much lived in a bubble. I didn't want for anything. I was always showered with love. My parents are my best friends. But I think it's that with every culture, really. They call it the wash belly of the family. Like I was my dad's little princess, so.
Is that why also you are a crown princess of reggae?
Yeah, I think so. Because I'm very close with the Marleys as well. So they used to joke around that I was the princess, but this was before I did music, because we all grew up together. But it was when I moved to Jamaica, they did a tribute show for Dad during Reggae Month, because Reggae Month is February. And they asked me to perform. And from there, the media called me the Crown Princess of Reggae. So it pretty much just stuck with everyone. So that's the introduction. But I feel like a princess because we're all royal beings from the royal side, so it kind of goes without saying.
Right. I would ask you, how did the whole environment that you were growing up at influenced on your decision to really start with the musical career? I mean, did you always knew that you're going to become a singer one day, or you had other plans for yourself?
Not so much. I grew up in doing sports. I was a district runner, so I ran for my borough, and I did like netball and football and tennis, etc. I knew I was going to be in entertainment because that was our love in my family. We'd always have a family show every weekend in our house. And then I merged into dancing, so I became a professional dancer. I did that for about 14 years. But, you know, as you grow and you evolve, you want to become more in touch with humanity. You want to connect more with people and their energies. And you see what's really important in life. And with dancing, you know, I was sponsored by Adidas. I was an ambassador for the London Olympic and Paralympic Games. Myself and my dance company won UK championships in Germany. I did lots of theatre productions and TV shows, so I feel like I conquered a lot with dance. And then I moved to Jamaica mainly for a holiday to kind of figure out what my next move was. And that's when Dad's show happened and they asked me to perform. And literally from that show, I did a song called Here Comes the King, which is a tribute song I wrote for Dad. And just from the love and the excitement that I saw from the fans of Dad, the media, and people in the music industry, that is when I realized this was my calling to pursue music. So, and I've always been writing, so it was just natural to now write songs, and songs about my reality and society, really.
If I go a bit back again, mentioning Freddie McGregory, Dennis Brown, John Holt, Gregory Isaacs, all those great names in Lover's Rock that will never be forgotten. But they were also personal friends, from what I understood.
Yeah, they were always at my house.
Do you know them?
Very well. They're my uncles. I've grown up with them. They've watched all of us grow. You know, anytime I need anything, I can just call on them. So, yeah, I have a great relationship with every one of them.
Okay. Do you still see them?
Well, when I'm in Jamaica, I do.
Okay.
Well, obviously just Freddie, because obviously the others have studied past.
Exactly.
I have great memories of them growing up.
I was going to ask you, the year 2017 just started. You mentioned before you are on tour now, but what are your other plans for the 2017?
Oh, well, I'm just wrapping up my second EP, which is going to be called Survivor. I'm really excited for this project. So I have a few more stops in Mexico, Sierra Leone, and then I'll be releasing my second project. And then I'm going to tour that project in Europe. And then I have a few festivals as well. So it's going to be a busy one, but it's literally just trodding and spreading the message of my music and continuing my dad's legacy as best I can. Because, as again, his contribution is so great, I really want the world to embrace him more than they do now, because as we always say, legacies live on, and that is my purpose. And yeah, I just want to grow, learn more about the industry as I produce quality music, and just stay true to my passion, really. But it's going to be new works, new videos, more collaborations. And yeah, just take each day as it comes, really. I don't plan too much, so I like to leave it to God. But so far, it looks exciting. I'm excited to share more of my love.
You've mentioned you've also going to perform in Europe. Are you coming any close to Slovenia or in this area? Do you know this part of Europe?
I was in Slovakia, sorry.
Oh.
We plan to. It's penciled in. The date hasn't been confirmed, but, you know, you can stay connected with my social media. It's Marlaby, so that's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and my website, which is www.itsmarlaby.com, and you can check out when we will be coming over. But I definitely want to. That's the most beautiful thing about making music. We get to travel to so many places and share our music. But I definitely, it's definitely on the map, definitely on the to-do list for 2017.
Okay, thank you. I've started the interview with talking about February being a reggae month, and I'm going to finish it in this tone as well. Like we said, many big artists were born in February, and it's known that all over the world, big, massive birthday celebrations to honor Bob Marley, Dennis Brown, and so many other artists are happening. A few of them we have also in Slovenia. How do you feel about those celebrations? How do you see them?
Oh, I love them. Sometimes it's overwhelming because I miss my dad so much. When it comes to a day where everyone is just expressing how much they love him, it makes me miss him more. Because I think it took maybe 10 years for me to really accept that my dad had gone. But now I'm trying to, rather than being sad, just celebrate him, you know, because he was such an amazing individual. He was so charismatic, and he changed a lot of our lives, you know, and even with his music, he's so relevant to this day. So just to see how much people, they're just, oh, I don't even know what the word is. It's just beyond love. Dad was just like a golden child. It's like he was a different species. Like, I don't know, he was just so unique. To know that we all know and have been influenced by such an individual, it makes me very proud to know that I am related to someone with such great qualities. But to know that everyone globally, it's really strange, because even growing up, my dad didn't even call himself the Crown Prince of Reggae. He was just everyone's brethren. So even that, knowing that he didn't even be boastful or think he was better than anyone, it just makes me admire him even more, because he was just doing what God chose him to do. He didn't think he was anything great. He was just delivering a message, you know? He was fulfilling his purpose. So to know that he was accepted and acknowledged worldwide, globally, it just warms my heart to know that we all know this man.
And for me, it's a great honor to talking to you, because like I said already at the beginning, and I was a huge fan of, and still am a huge fan of Dennis Brown music myself. So for me, it's really a big thing to talk with his daughter. Aww. So thank you very much for that. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for taking the time to call in. It's so nice to share my journey and my dad's legacy.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Take care. Bye.
Hey, it's only a fool learn from your own experience. Experience teach wisdom. So don't confuse experience with knowledge or belief. Live in the moment. Strive to be happy. Joy coming till the morning. Love sustain the soul. You understand? He who starts behind in the race of life must forever remain behind or run faster than the man in front. But remember, the race is not for the swift, but it's who endure to the end.
I will open my mouth in a parable and sing the dark sayings of old. Doth not wisdom and knowledge stretch forth the hands? Unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah.
Intervju z Marlo B. ob 60-letnici rojstva Denisa Browna je pripravila dopisnica oziroma dopisna članica ekipe Rhythm Operator Tamara Nanjana. Intervju Radija Študent.